The Gate. The Gate is a work born from the dialogue between an actress and a writer, separated physically and psychologically by the confines of forced isolation. A work that explores the narrative of deciphering human loneliness. Two beings in a seaside location speak to one another in an undefined space and time. A challenge to the power of interpreting objects in a relationship that pits the actor-puppeteer against the dramatic power of manipulating the moving figure on stage. One of the characters, whose name changes with every sentence, is constantly on the move. Pondering this need of his, whether it is a search, a quest, or an escape, questions remain unanswered regarding our inability to often stand still and devote time to reflection and the personal enjoyment of small, symbolic things happening around us that require tranquility, calm, and time to be savored. The second character lives in that place by the sea and has the task of opening a gate every morning, which she then closes daily in the afternoon before sunset. Thus, this character is confronted with the meaning of her role, closing off something that belongs to everyone, and the question of ownership over everything that surrounds us. The task of opening and closing the gate that prevents everyone from accessing this enjoyment is a position of questioning or merely that of an executor. This creation stems from a long-distance dialogue between the actress and a psychologist and writer. This original text, written in 2021, reflects on objectives, confronting ambitions and desires with the obligations and roles of human beings in the society that surrounds them. The production combines image with text, bringing together actors with figures rich in symbolism. The choice was to employ performance techniques that imbue the puppet with discursive capacity, creating the narrative through the accentuated figure of the object actor. This production explores the interpretive capacity of objects and figures by uniting the actor with a puppeteer. During the pandemic in Portugal, many written and telephone conversations emerged, philosophical dialogues that pondered human behavior, our ambitions, anxieties, and frustrations, and it became clear in the construction of this narrative that the stage would be the destination for this conversation to be shared with the audience. The process of creating monologues with puppets and objects involves great physical and mental effort because it entails a complete deconstruction of the symbolism they originally possessed.